to Florence, Italy, a city that's been a tourist magnet for centuries, drawing people to the great Italian Renaissance artists in the famous museums. But this influx of tourists is so intense these days, it's putting a strain on that famous Italian Benvenuto. Welcome. Reporter Anna Benstead has our story.
Imagine yourself on a dream holiday under the Tuscan sun in Florence, where the only hard decision of the day is
cioccolato, crema,
gelato related.
Pistacchio, nocciola.
But what if the reality of this Renaissance city turns out to be...
It's crazy. I think it's too busy.
A place where hot and bothered tourists describe themselves.
Too many.
Where lines to the major museums clog the beautiful piazzas.
We're not going to go see Duomo today because the line is just too long.
And where the visitors feel sorry for the residents.
I think it must be a nightmare to be Florentine.
I was born here 62 years ago and I always lived in town till now. But now I start doubting.
Fausto Calderai, an art expert in Florence, is at the end of his tourism tether.
Rubbish everywhere, and you can see the pedestrian way completely destroyed. I walk from my home along the river till Santo Spirito, where my office is. I really feel so depressed.
Okay, guys, we're actually moving on the opposite side.
And it's not just Florence. Venice is installing turnstiles to limit numbers to its famous piazzas. Barcelona has signs from residents saying, "Tourists go home, refugees welcome." Walk through Florence and the palazzo-lined streets are packed. The centre's small, with only 380,000 residents, but 5 million visitors make it their destination every year.
She's just taking a picture.
Sorry.
It's almost impossible to stop and look up at the glory of its Renaissance cathedral without tripping over or being tripped over by other tourists. And they aren't having much fun either.
Dorothy.
Are you sisters?
No.
Does everyone?
Dee and Dorothy are from Glasgow, Scotland, and are having a panino on the steps of Santa Croce. But they wouldn't describe their day as much of a picnic.
There's so many guided tours with people, it's difficult to even know who your guide is and to understand what they're saying because there's so much noise going on round about.
The bell tower is original.
It's not just the increase in tourists every year that's a problem, but the behaviour. The sound of a shopkeeper hosing the sidewalk in front of her wine shop to stop tourists from picnicking there. In this one narrow street, you can see how tourists, all using the same social media reviews, can change the character of an historic area. One well-reviewed cafe here has hundreds of tourists jamming the street, waiting to get in. No one can see the wine store, let alone get in easily.
Qui c'è una barriera, non dà visibilità ai negozi, non c'è possibilità di entrare nei negozi.
The numbers of tourists are creating a barrier in the street, says the owner. She feels her traditional store will soon close, as many others have already done. Her phrase for the city?
Il degrado.
In steep decline. It's simple. The Florence that tourists want to see is changing, precisely because of all the people coming to see it. But what to do about all this is not simple. Some say access to the city should be limited. For now, there's a new campaign underway to manage the flow of visitors and to get the tourists themselves to take more responsibility. Paola Concia, Florence councillor in charge of tourism. Enjoy Respect Firenze, or you'll get fined. Florence is, after all, a UNESCO World Heritage Site needing to be cared for and not buried alive by crowds.
Carlo Francini, I'm the site manager of the Historic Centre of Florence as a World Heritage Site.
UNESCO's Carlo Francini says over-tourism is a huge problem for the city, particularly fast tourism, as he calls the hordes of tourists that come just for the day from the ever-bigger cruise ships that dock 2 hours away in Livorno.
I don't believe in the closure of the city because it's a contradiction with the status of the World Heritage. But the balance is very important because if the large number of tourists, the large number of people damage the integrity, the authenticity of the city, this is a problem. for not only for the Florentine, for all the world.
Francini is heading up a management plan encouraging tourists to explore the city beyond its three or four most famous sites. In Fiesole, on a hill just a few miles above Florence, I meet a mother and daughter who've done just that. Susan Burning and Rebecca Ames from Washington, D.C. They're in a lovely piazza with a view back down to Florence and no crowds. Rebecca describes a visit to the Church of Santa Croce, which encapsulates for her why some sort of resolution to the problem of over-tourism has to be found.
We were looking at all of the tombs, and we were in front of Galileo Galilei, and next to me was somebody from China, and there was somebody else from another country, and we were all completely not Italian, but we were all standing in front of this person whose ideas are fundamental to our lives. And so it's, I think in Florence especially, where so much came from here that is just the basis of science and thought and philosophy, that it does belong to everybody in a way. We grew up learning it.
But even Galileo and his telescope could not have foreseen the problems brought on by immense cruise ships, Airbnb-style accommodation, and cheap flights. In 1980, there were 300 million of us on the move worldwide for travel and tourism. This year, there are 1.3 billion. So it seems unlikely that the increasing tension between tourists, residents, and city officials is going to go away anytime soon.
1,300, 1,400, and 1,500. And the square on that occasion was decorated with beautiful stages.
For Here and Now, I'm Anna Benstead.